Please go ahead.
Thank you. I'll do a quick roll call. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's JAS call on Tuesday, the 9th of November, we have Avri Doria, Carlos Aguirre, Rafik Damak, Sébastien Bachelet, Dave Kisundwayal. From staff, we have Carla Valente, Glenda Saint-Géry, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. Apologies today noted from Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Michaela Nalon, Tijani Benjima, and Alex Gakuru. If I could please also just remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Avri. And Evan will be joining shortly.
Okay. Thank you very much. And thank you all for coming at this different but same hour, same UTC, different in many locations. And just to remind people, we will be doing a doodle poll on the thing we talked about last time of sharing the pain with rotating times, etc. But we had said that this week was going to be in the old pattern. And as I say again, I apologize up front to anyone who thought that I had canceled the meeting when I mentioned the possibility of canceling it because we didn't have an agenda. One thing I want to check on is the SOI, DOI situation. Does anybody have or need a update to their statement of interest? Hearing none. Does anyone have or need an update to their declaration of interest? None. Just so people know, an update on the DOI, it is being discussed. There are actually motions in front of the council to eliminate the need for it. So, okay, on the agenda, we had a few elements. Have planning for Cartagena, which was something that Carla asked to have on the agenda, and so it's a discussion. I had put on last comments on the press release and opened up another can of confusion. So while there isn't an update on the announcement slash release, and I'll let Carla speak on it when we get there, there'll be a slight discussion about what that document is all about, et cetera. Then I'd like to spend some time on the charter extension issue. And basically, the first question I have is, do we want to get a motion filed for the next meetings of the GNSO Council and ALAC? I'm not sure what the schedule is on ALAC, but I know that if we want to have this brought up at the next GNSO Council meeting, Rafik needs to submit a motion by tomorrow. And then if the answer to that is yes, then I'd like to go through the basic point on that charter extension. If the answer is no, let's take our time on it and wait for the Cartagena meeting, then we can either go through this now or we can, you know, push it out to Friday. So I see that Evan has joined and I see that Fabienne has joined. Are there any issues? Welcome. Are there any issues on the agenda? Any other things that we should add to the agenda? Okay, hearing none. Carla, Cartagena.
Yes, so I have made, I have reserved 1 hour on the agenda right now. I gave the actual date on the email. And it's in the main room with all of the infrastructure that we need with the scribes, translation, remote participation, etc. So the reservation is made. I'm calling this session for now. If you agree, developing countries and the new G2D program, I think it's catchy and would call people's attention to it. But it's up to you how you want to structure, so I leave the floor to you, Avery.
Okay, can I ask first a couple questions?
Sure.
I can't find the email at the moment that says the when it is, but can you say something about the when it is and what other things it might be up against?
I'm just looking for it. I'm sorry, I have like...
I know, it's early in the day and the computer hasn't woken up and you probably haven't had coffee.
No, I had coffee, but I'm managing several sessions, so I want to make sure that I don't get them confused.
Okay, thanks.
Because of conflict, schedules have been just switching around.
Yes, I understand.
Every day.
I help you with that? Because I have in front of me, the time you find it, you will be able to put it on the at the
okay,
chat room,
please,
and I can say few
go
days
ahead if
about.
You have knowledge.
Okay, the title is Developing Countries and New GTLD. It's on Thursday, 9 December, from 9:30 to 10:30. What it's currently written as an overview is a session member from the joint SOAC New GTLD Applicant Support Working Group will present highlights of the milestone report. The main objective of the working group is to develop a sustainable approach in providing support to applicants requiring assistance in applying for and operating new GTLD registry. And the agenda, there is nothing what next, and we should attend to some explanation. But the main thing is that on Thursday, the 9th of December, from 9:30 to 10:30.
Yeah, that's the only change that I had since yesterday, since last night, I'm sorry. It's from 9 to 10:30, so it's 1 hour and a half. It's not 1 hour, if you want. So Thursday, 1 hour and a half on the main room from 9 to 10:30.
Okay, thanks. So I guess, the first question is, does anybody know what's against it? For example, I know that there's some sort of IDN meeting also on Thursday, and I'm just wondering whether we're in conflict with that. If we are, there may be an issue or not because of, very often the same people would be interested in both issues, but the conflict is one thing I'm curious about. Are people comfortable with the title of it, Developing Countries and... I mean, that isn't
my,
our... Yes, go ahead.
Two points. The first is that, once again, we target country and we want to target project from... And I know title must be short, but I really think we need to say something. It's not the country we will apply, and that's a little bit confusing as a title. And I don't know if for any conflict I will check with the at-large agenda, but I think there was some discussion on the list with Eric and others that... That's for a public meeting, let's put it like that, to discuss what we've done and maybe what we will do. But don't we have the need to have a face-to-face meeting with the participants from this working group who will be in Cartagena to advance some of the issue and to discuss it, not just on the telephone, but face-to-face? I think this two meetings could be very useful for the follow-up work of this working group, especially if we have to discuss evolution of the charter and it's not done prior to Cartagena. We really need to get together at least to discuss that, but I guess for other purposes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Carla put up her hand. So, Carla.
Yes, you asked what we had at the same time. So there's a geographic regions review workshop. There is a Q&A about the wiki. There's one that is ELAC regional leadership policy drafting and reporting. There's the first half an hour conflict with that. That might be a problem, right?
I would have to be at that.
Yeah. So if we do from 9:30 to 10:30, there's no conflict. If we do from 9 to 10:30, there is.
Sorry, excuse me, just to say that Cheryl is on the geographic regions as well.
Yeah, and then there's an IDNA protocol transition and experience, inter-registrar transfer policy. I think that's it.
Okay, so it's really the geographic and ALAC session that conflict with it. I think an hour and a half is actually good, but it really also depends on what we're doing. I think Sebastian brought up a good point about developing countries not wanting to, A, make it sound like countries can apply, B, that we're restricting it just to developing countries, so that is a strong focus. So I think the title may need tweaking, even though, yes, that is a good and sexy title. and then C, the question of a face-to-face meeting. I think it's probably a good idea. Fitting it into the schedule may be a challenge, but I think it's a good idea.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that face-to-face? Is a face-to-face with?
That in addition to the public meeting that we're discussing now, Sebastian also brought up of getting a meeting slot for the working group itself. Now, I also want to bring up that I did ask GAC chair for the possibility of us having a discussion with them, because we had discussed that months ago, and actually haven't gotten it, realized today that I hadn't gotten an answer on it yet. So if it's something we want to do, I'll have to send that again, though I don't know how much chance we have of actually getting into their schedule. But we had discussed at one point, you know, the importance of meeting with the GAC and discussing this issue, since our solution, I mean, our whole process was in part initiated by their concerns. So meeting with them and getting their viewpoint on how we have dealt with their concerns was something that earlier we had seen as possibly a good thing. So,
okay. Well,
so there's basically two extra meetings that we're talking about. Yes.
So for the meeting slot, you just want a room that fits actually members from this working group for how long and what day?
Good question. For how long, I would think it would be an hour to an hour and a half. That would be sufficient. I would think, though, that it would have to be a room with remote capability, because I'm sure not all of our participants will be at the meeting. And I have no idea of the schedule. Is actually a sample schedule out? A basic schedule?
I don't think so.
Right, so I have no idea to say, you know, obviously it can't be against any of the big ALAC stuff. It can't be against any of the big GNSO stuff, like, you know, their open meetings. And so, but I have no idea what the schedule looks like. So I can't say when.
So it has to be probably before Wednesday, because if you're meeting with the GAC and they're putting out there any kind of communique, it has to be before Wednesday and before our session on Thursday. So it has to be either Monday or Tuesday. Tuesday is constituency day, which is
possible.
Yeah. And then Monday we have a lot of new GTOD sessions, because what we're trying to do is to have a Monday for all of the status reporting, including potentially the reporting of the overarching issues. So Monday is like a packed agenda.
Yeah. I'm not sure that it necessarily has to be before the GAC or before the public meeting, because if it's about how we continue the work and how we take the input we've gotten from the two meetings as opposed to prep for either of the two meetings, I personally don't think that before is an absolute requirement. I think if we can find a slot on Thursday that works, that could probably be okay. I have Sebastian with his hand, and as I say, I don't know that we're going to get a GAC slot.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, to prime the conference weeks and the going maintenance, and I can't have a look to the current at-large schedule. I have the feeling that I don't understand why, if the Monday it's a full day about new GTLD, why we didn't fit inside this Monday, because we are part of the solution and not just one problem to be put away from. If Monday, new GTLD, and at the end of the day you need to have a broad picture of what will happen, we need to be there. Even, I will say, if it's just half an hour of our two chair giving the summary of what we do and where we are going, I would like very much that we fit into that. And then, if it's the case, maybe we can use this 1 or 1.5 hour as committee meeting. It would have been better, but I know that for travel purposes, ICANN is not willing to help at all with that, to have this type of meeting. When the GNSO working group met on Saturday, but the at-large and elect people are not allowed to be on Saturday. Some will be for traveling time reason, but I don't think all will be able to be on Saturday. But it could have been a good idea to have that on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's my two cents. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. You bring up a good point, Sebastian. And actually, Carla, at one point, wasn't there also a report by us during the new GTLD separate from this meeting? And I see you already have your hand up, so perhaps you were going to speak to that.
Yeah, so I would like to clarify the Monday one. The Monday sessions have to do with new GTOD status report and overarching issues. The only slot available that we have with Monday right now is against an ATRT interaction with the community. And what that specifically means is that board members would not be able to attend our session, which I thought it would probably be important for them to attend, you know. And so that's the only slot I have available on Monday. It's against this ATRT session that really, you know, gives the board members away.
What about, if I can, I see Sebastian put his hand up again, but what about Sebastian's idea that just Evan and or I got half an hour, 15 minutes even, during your whole presentation to basically give a quick overview of what we had done and get it into that whole session?
Yeah,
so,
let me double check with Kurt.
Right, not a whole meeting, not a whole hour and a half, but just a chance for us to stand up and say, listen, this is what we've been doing, this is where we're going, you want to talk more, join us.
Okay, so can I get back to you on that?
Please.
Kurt has 1 hour and a half, and I'm going to ask him if we can include, you know, 15 minutes or half an hour to his agenda. Can we do that? And I'll get
sure.
back to you.
Sure. And as I say, if he's only got an hour and a half, getting a whole half hour would be ridiculous, but getting some part of it would be appreciated.
Okay, I'll talk to him today.
Okay, I have Sebastian and I have Rafik. Sebastian, are you muted?
Excuse me, yes. Thank you. I will just say it crudely, but board members are not in the room, doesn't matter. Yes, it would be good, but we want to address all communities, and the ones who are in the room will be in the room, and we need to give them this, and if it's just 10 minutes with Avery, and even or just Avery or just Evan, I am fine with that, and I think it's important to show that. There are many reasons for me to ask you to do that, and not at the end of the day to have the answer. Kurt will do it. We as volunteer, we do a bunch of work, and we need some reward on that. And the way to get reward on that is to have you, the co-chair or the chair of this working group, on stage when we have the wrap-up of what's happened during since the last few months about the new detail. And I'm supportive to, even if you have just 10 minutes, to get this 10 minutes to you, Avery and Evan. Some people like me maybe will be in the TRT meeting, but once again, it's not a big deal. Things need to go in different meeting room, and that's okay. But once again, if we can, that's 10 minutes. I don't know if we need to say more to people except telling them that the working group will meet in an open meeting room somewhere and sometime, and they are welcome to come, and we will talk with them too, and allow us for 1 or 1.5 hour working group meeting open to everybody. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Rafik?
Just to summarize, I think that as working group, we will have a summary for GNSO in the weekend, and maybe to have a short time in Monday, and why not have a full session for Thursday? I think it's not the same audience, and that we can in every opportunity to change or to adapt the presentation for the audience, because I think if there is for the Genesso session, I think if there Kurt will present again. For the Genesso weekend, if Kurt will present again the status about new GTLD program, maybe you and Evan, you can intervene there somehow. And also you have a presentation for the of the working group status for the Genesso Council. And Monday it's more for a large audience, and for Thursday it's more for people who get interested by the issue and they want to know more.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I still see a bunch of hands up, but I want to try and sum up on this and see if I understand correctly. We have several types of meeting and encounter being discussed. First, we have the traveling Evan and Avery show to GNSO Council, to ALAC, possibly even to the GAC if I get them to fit us in, where, of course, other group members are welcome, but basically we give a quick status view and get feedback. And then, you know, other conversations. So that's one thing. We have a request in for a speaking slot on the Monday all about new GTLDs, because we just basically want to get a quick statement of what we've done and where we're going, and basically point to our longer meeting on Thursday. On Thursday, we have a full session. Hopefully it can be shifted so that we can get a full hour and a half. But if we can only get a whole hour, so be it. And that will be a question, a session where I would just suggest calling it Support for New GTLD Applicants, which is a short title, which is the name of our group, which is what we're all about. And it doesn't get into any of the specifics. So in terms of Carla's asking for a short title, my recommendation is Support for New GTLD Applicants. And then we can get into what we mean by that, et cetera. But I know if I was a new GTLD applicant, you know, it was something that I might find a detective title. But certainly other suggestions. And finally, that we're also asking for a slot, probably on Thursday, if we can find one, where we could have a face-to-face meeting. Did I cover all the meeting stuff? I see Evan with his hand up, and I see Carla with her hand up. So I don't know which of you had your hand up first, but go ahead.
Carla was.
Okay, Carla.
Okay, so just to clarify, we want 15 minutes on day. End of site. And you want a short meeting or room for the groom, for the team to meet. And then you also want the one-hour session that was scheduled for Thursday.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. Okay.
So, a question, Carlos Aguirre here.
Okay. Evan, do you defer to Carlos?
Yes.
My question is, have we available translation for the session on Thursday? Because having in account that we have in a middle of developing country region Spanish speakers, I think it's needed to have translations for the meeting session on Thursday.
Okay, on Thursday, Carla, you said that was in a large room. Is that the room with translation?
Yes, We have five translations, remote participation, and the hosted booth.
Okay, so the Thursday main meeting is a full-blown meeting with translation or whatever. We wouldn't have translation on our shorter group meeting, but on that main Thursday meeting we would, and on the new GTLD session on Monday, I assume we would.
Excellent.
Okay. Evan, you've been patient.
I wanted to speak up in support of what Sebastian said. I think having even just a couple of minutes to stand up during, shall we say, GTLD day on Monday is very important, I think, considering the audience that we have. Also don't think we need an hour and a half. We're essentially presenting a milestone report and preparing, giving an overview of it and giving Q&A. So I just want to put my two cents in for really pushing to be on that table sometime through the day when they talk about the GTLD program. And in terms of the title, support for GTLD applicants, on first glance, that means anything. That means somebody applying from Europe or the U.S. or whatever. So, I mean, my preference is to stick with the first one. Support in developing countries, or I'd say developing economies. I think that's far more clear in what it is we're doing in our little corner of the process.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments on the title or anything? I put up in the notes the four meetings types that we're asking for. Carla, in terms of getting the title,
And I put some idea about the title in the
chat. So Sebastian put in new GTLD project support, GTLD project support from developing countries. Carla, you wanted to...
Yeah, support from developing countries, I think the second one is reasonable. The word support by itself, many people interpret that as being customer support. That's why I try to avoid that word, because I had several people coming to me and saying, are we talking about the customer support? And I had to explain not. And
so how about something that was aid? Because we're talking about various kinds of aid. It's help of one sort or another. So, a grabbing title is aid for, new GTLD applicants from developing regions, from developing economies. Leaving out the countries. Also, there was the notion of leaving out the countries notion.
Well, why not help and not aid?
Help is fine, too. Help for new GTLD applicants from developing economies.
But you're trying to get away from the word support.
Carla was mentioning getting away from support simply because it immediately makes people think of customer support.
I think one of the, maybe assisting, that we use it a lot, not?
Assisting, that's a good word.
What was then? It was assisting what?
Let me see. Assisting
new
GTLD applicants from developing economies? Does that work?
And then we need somehow to make a reference to the new GTOD program so people link the two.
Well, I would think a new GTLD applicant would be linked to the new GTLD program.
Assisting developing assisting new GTOD applicants from developing economies?
That's one possibility that I typed while people were talking. How does that work?
I think when we say applicant, people will understand that we are talking about new GTLD. I think it's the most topic that we talk about in every ICANN meeting. So
you don't think we need new GTLD, you just think assisting applicants?
Assisting applicants, yeah. If it will make it as short as possible.
Let me explain why. It's because, yes, if you are an ICANNer, you know what this is about. If you are not, you don't. And it makes very hard later to reference a session or something because you know, you have to educate people about the use of the word applicant.
So do people, is that assisting new GTLD applicants, with an S, from developing economies okay with people? Is it short enough? Is it too long? Does it work? Is it acceptable for now?
I think it's too much Icanese in the title. A new GTLD applicant, etc. So if it depends if we want to target a newbie or newcomer, so we should really to change all the title and to say maybe assisting applicants for new domain or something, because new GTLD is really ICANN jargon.
Evan.
First of all, the word new is redundant. I don't think anybody's applying for an existing one.
Okay, thank you.
So, GTLD, so go back to what you just said, the last one you said, Avery.
Okay, I have. It's up there in the notes, assisting GTLD applicants from developing economies, but Rafiq just indicated that GTLD applicants was too jargony.
To me, TLD applicants is personally, I got no problem with it. I just thought the word new was redundant.
Okay. I personally think that anybody, even a newbie at a ICANN meeting, is going to know about the GTLD application process. Rafiq, I'm not sure that would be unclear. But perhaps, you know, we have a title, and then in the description of the session, we can go a little further if that would help. I worry about just saying applicants. If we just say applicant for domain names, then we need to distinguish that we're talking about G's and not C's. And so the GTLD is kind of like the shorthand that I think most people at an ICANN meeting, even the newest participants, will have seen all over the place and see as they're walking through the lobby and see everywhere. So I have a feeling that wouldn't be that strange, even to the newest of the new. Any other comment or issue on that? Rafiq, could you accept the name that's up there now, assisting GTLD applicants from developing economies?
It's okay. I just understand that I saw that Carla was talking really about new audience. That's why I said that
right.
We are talking many times about new GTLD program in every ICANN meeting. That's all.
Okay.
I think we won't be the first one speaking. There's going to be a whole bunch of introduction to the concept before we get there.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be at the end of the day. We'll have mentioned it, though, hopefully, in the Monday. Okay, are we pretty much, we know what we're asking for. We've got a session. Perhaps, you know, we can, if Carla wants, we can do a couple iterations of the wording of this thing on the list. If we need to get back to more wording, wordsmithing on this, we can come back to it. On Friday. I'm not even suggesting we cancel that meeting at the moment. And so have we covered this? Or, Evan, I see your hand still up. Do you want to comment more?
I'm going to put in another plug for a 60-minute meeting in preference to a 90-minute one. Hour-and-a-half meetings in that big room tend to be really, really tiring by the end of it. I think if we plan to an hour, if we do an agenda to an hour, I think we're going to be okay. Usually what happens between the half hour and the hour, the 90 minutes and the hour, are people asking questions for the sake of asking questions. The key stuff is going to be people at the beginning of the queue, and I think we're going to be able to cover off everything we need in an hour. I think it's overkill to make this 90 minutes.
Okay, thanks. I wanted to, if I could, and I see Carla's hand up, my one reason is I guess I saw one other thing happening during this meeting that others haven't mentioned, which is getting initial comment on some of our new working group chartered items, whether the charter has been approved by then or not, but actually opening up the discussion on those chartered items and getting people to think about those and possibly wanting to get involved in that public session. So that was my reason for pushing for the hour and a half, but I'm not stuck to it in any religious sense. That was just what I had in mind. Carla.
Yes, in relation to the title, I'm under pressure by the meeting group to finish that by tomorrow.
Okay, I think we've got a title. I think no one is objecting to assisting GTLD applicants from developing economies.
Okay, and do I change that meeting on Thursday to 1 hour?
What do people think? Evan has made a strong case for 90 minutes being overkill for us to explain what we've done and take questions. I agree with him that, yes, an hour is enough for that. I was hoping for the extra half hour to basically get people invested in where we were going and try to generate some discussion somehow. He may be right. We could just end up with dead silence. But I see Sebastian. I made an or statement, and so I'm not sure what you're agreeing with.
I was agreeing with the 60 minutes. It's okay, especially
okay.
Because I guess that Evan will be in the secretariat at large meeting and will not be able to be for 1.5 hours. But not just. I think if we need to go straight to the point, we need to be efficient and to get that done in 1 hour.
Okay, so I seem to be alone on this particular topic. So, Carla, I think we're at 60 minutes. Anybody disagree?
Yeah.
Other than me?
I see
no disagreement other than me. So.
See, to me, it even sends a message to the world that it takes 90 minutes to explain, which to me even sends a message I don't want.
Okay, we're at 60 minutes, Carla. And that may help you miss the two conflicts we've got to some extent.
Okay.
Do we want our face-to-face meeting to be a 60 or a 90? Anyone care? We're looking for another 60?
It depends on how much we have to do.
I guess for an ICANN meeting, if we already get 60 minutes, will be great. I would have preferred to have 90 minutes, it will really depend when it can be fitted in the agenda and just let that open. If we can, at the end, end up with 90, great, but
okay.
Let's target for 60.
Why don't we target for 90, and if we get 60, we're fine.
That's okay with me, too.
So ask for 90, but 60, okay. Okay. So are we clear on all of this now? Carly's got your hand up again. Please.
No, I don't. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I wasn't sure whether it was new or old. Okay. So can I call this topic closed for the moment? I'm sure we'll be back to it. I see everyone said Carlos. Dave all said 60s. Okay. So great. Okay. The next thing was, can you quickly set us right, Carla, press release, announcement, what is it that we reviewed last time? What are we trying to do with it? And when can we see if we're going to see an updated version?
Yeah, so an announcement is what is posted on ICANN's website on the right corner, and usually there we have statuses and other kind of activities that happen, for example, posting things for public comment. The middle section of the website is really controlled by the communications team, Barbara Clay and her team, and this is where usually press releases go, and then you have a very different structure with quotes and information about ICANN and so forth. So what I sent to you was a proposed announcement, a little bit different from what ICANN does, you know, in a Q&A style, because I think it just makes it easy for people to read. And I received feedback from some people, and I incorporated Sebastian's changes, some of the Tijani's changes, some of Eric's changes, but I did not incorporate changes in which
you know, I think people confuse that with a press release.
Okay. Thank you. So we're not talking about a press release, and anybody like me that said press release and, again, confused people was wrong. We're only speaking about an announcement. Will you be sending out another copy of this announcement that people can just look at and comment to? And also I would like to ask, since Michaela asked the question of me, and I obviously boggled it, could you also respond on the list, sort of saying what this is, and hopefully giving an updated copy of the announcement so that people will see what it turned into?
I can send a revised copy today.
Thank you very much. And maybe you can combine it with the answer to Michaela's question, so it's all in a nice, neat package.
Okay. I will.
Thank you very much. And I know I'm asking you to clean up a mess that I perhaps helped make, so I appreciate your help. Thanks. Okay. Brings us to the last topic. First, let me check. Any more issue on the announcement? And I will not use that other word. Okay. Charter extension. We have two chartering organizations. The GNSO Council, I think, and please correct me if I'm wrong, it has far more strictness in how they go about doing the chartering stuff. Part of it requires a motion. Part of a motion is it has to be in a week before it is to be discussed. It can be changed during that week, but it needs to be in place. And
it's 8 days. It's not even a week.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You're right. I keep thinking of a week, but it's 8 days. That's why it's Wednesday for Thursday's meeting, for next Thursday's meeting. So I had the feeling that we wanted to get this on the table at this meeting, partly because what often happens in the GNSO is the first time they see a motion, even though you need to have an 8-day lead because you're going to vote on it ostensibly at the next meeting, there's almost a 100% tradition of at least one of the stakeholder groups saying, we need more time, and there is a practice of allowing people to push it off one meeting. So given that would mean that charter, you know, that basically we would present a motion and you know, Rafiq would present a motion and I would help him with the writing for tomorrow's meeting, I mean, for tomorrow's deadline, and then you know, they would discuss it because we can announce the release of our documents. We'll be able to do that by then. One of them has already been, you know, called final, and the other one will probably have been called final by the middle of tomorrow. And then we can list so the whereases are, whereas there was a group, whereas there was this, whereas there was the new board resolution, and, you know, gets into the details, the numbers, et cetera, resolved. We ask it to be changed. So my question is, do we want to try and get something in by tomorrow so that it is on the GNSO's docket and the ALAC's docket as well? But as I understand from Carlos and from Evan, basically it's not quite as strict a process within ALAC in terms of how it gets on the agenda, when it gets discussed, how it gets pushed off to other meetings, although I could be totally wrong. So,
right, you're pretty close. I mean, when we get to Cartagena, you essentially have all 15 members of ALAC sitting in the room, and so it doesn't take quite as much notice to get stuff on the agenda.
Okay. So, and if we follow
and,
the pattern...
And if I can say, it's already on the agenda for the Cartagena meetings, and everything come before will be helpful for the work of ALAC during these meetings. And it's a question. It's better to have advance notice to allow the member to read it and to... But as an item, it's already on.
Right. So basically what's driving the schedule then is the GNSO process. And what we have is, of course, we need to get ALAC and GNSO to agree to the same wording. So, as I say, I'd be amazed if we got the GNSO wording approved at next week's meeting. If we did, that's great, because then that could go to the ALAC. The ALAC could review it. The ALAC could come back with any necessary changes, et cetera, because while we may agree together in this joint group on wording, once it goes to the council, there's obviously the ability for them to edit the wording. And if they edit the wording, then there's the back and forth, you know, conciliation process between ALAC and GNSO that Evan and I would have to manage. So that being said, is there any objection? Is there support for us getting the initial motion in front of the council tomorrow and getting this process started, as opposed to waiting another couple weeks? And that's why I put out a initial view of the charter statement. But what do people think? Is there objection to us trying to get a charter revision in front of the council tomorrow? No objection.
If it can be done, it's great.
Okay. Okay. Now, I have put, we obviously only have 10 minutes until the end of the meeting, actually 9. I did put a set of resolves in front of the group. I sent it to the list, I guess, last Thursday. Haven't seen any comment on it yet. What that resolve list is our next steps view from the document, but with the wording shifted to being a motion, and with removal of some of the extra wording about why we didn't do this before, but we're doing this now, etc. So I've had that in front. As I say, the wording on a motion is really just the starting place. The GNSO will then work over the wording. I would expect that ALAC would work over the wording. So I'd like to ask if people have read what I put out last Thursday, are there any objections to that as initial wording, barring any of my normal, you know, fractured sentences and bad grammar and typos and stuff that Rafiq and I would need to go over, and we would roll the and I guess I have to ask Rafiq, do you have any objection to trying to get a motion before the council tomorrow, which means you and I have to work on wording and we have to put it before the group to make sure we haven't done anything that offends anyone?
No problem.
No problem. So you're fine with that. So at this point, is there any objection with, okay, I see Sebastian, I'll finish my statement. Is there any objection with taking this initial wording and we're speak by and review by the group, crafting an initial motion for tomorrow? And Sebastian.
Yeah, two or three points. The first is that in any event, even if we didn't review as a working group your document, it's, from my point of view, better that you and Rafiq go ahead with this one. It will be refined by the council, and we will have time at the ALAC level to discuss it. Then, if we can give you inputs before tomorrow, great. But even if we don't, just go ahead, and we will have the next day to give you some feedback to be incorporated to string the GNSO discussion, and at the bell we will have the ALAC to discuss it. That's for the process. My point, I just read it really quickly and badly, but I have little concern about the point H, about begin the work of fundraising and establishing link to possible donor agency. I am not sure that it's a role of a working group of ICANN volunteers to start to fundraise. We need to establish the process, to push to have the organization in place to do that. But I don't see myself by taking my little bag and going to Microsoft, Google, and World Bank, even if I discussed that yesterday night with them and others, just to do fundraising. If we do, that's good, but it must not be in our target. If not, one day our electorate, that means the GNSO and the ALAC, will say, you say that you will do that and you do nothing and that you are not a good guy. And that's many different reasons I would like to avoid that we began the work. Or we began the work on how we will, that's okay. But not fundraising itself. Thank you.
So thank you. So if H were saying to change to establish initial processes for, or work
yes.
with staff to establish processes for.
Yes.
I
support that, yes.
Okay, thank you. Any other initial comments? And thank you very much for the process approach you suggested. Any other comment? We have 4 minutes left before the hour. Again, assuming we don't have any participants on a half-hour clock. If not,
Avery?
Yes, please, Carla.
Carla, can I just repeat back to make sure that I get all my items? So
yes,
I see
you just sent. Right.
Yes, I need to find a meeting slot, which is 1.5 hours with remote participation, and it can be after Thursday. I need to change the title of the main session to assist COD applicants from developing economies and have that as 1 hour. Add 10 minutes update from the chair to the session that Kurt conducts on the new COD today, and make the announcement and send to the working group today. Can I assume that all of the coordination with updates the GAC, update to the GNSO, ALEC, and everything else that happens, you and Evan will take care of?
I believe so. The only thing I would comment on is I don't know that it can be after Thursday. I don't know that anybody has permission to stay much beyond Friday afternoon. So okay with me. I'm there. But it basically can be Thursday.
And maybe I'm not sure that I get it, but Carla, if it's a working group meeting, we don't need translation, even if it's always better to have, but we don't need. We need it for the 60-minute meeting slot in the large room. But the face-to-face working group meeting could be like today, English
right.
only.
Yeah, and I think all she said is with remote participation. We do want the option for any of our group members who can't attend Cartagena to be able to attend that meeting, even
yes.
if it is in the middle of the night for them. Okay. Anything else? We will be getting out the doodle poll with 3 questions on it that we discussed last time. It's my fault it didn't get out. I didn't respond to a request in time on what was basically it's one, are we willing to go into pain sharing of a rotating schedule, and then B, two questions are B, is one permanent session enough, the Tuesday one, is one permanent session enough, the Friday one, and get people's views on that going forward. Anything else at this point?
Just to say that if anything must happen, it must be before Thursday, because today I know that the Friday for ALAC XCOM people and ALAC in general will be quite full, and
okay.
it's already very difficult.
Then one other question I have. Should we at this point, I don't have an agenda for Friday, since we're going to try and get the motion in tomorrow. I don't have an agenda for Friday. Are we canceling? And here I said I wouldn't use that word again, but is there anyone that objects to canceling the Friday meeting at this point now? And if we cancel it now, I will not put it back on the schedule, I promise.
My only question is that even if you already send to the GNSO the document we are just talking now, could it be a good idea to have it refined by the working group before the GNSO met officially, allow Rafik to give some changes we may have, we may want to make. It's just an idea.
We could do that Friday, or we could do that at the next Tuesday meeting. That would still be before the GNSO meeting.
Then let's do cancel the Friday and go ahead with the Tuesday next week.
Okay. Anybody? Any other questions or objections? So, anybody agree with my statement? Friday meeting is canceled. Boy.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. And I hear no objections. So Friday meeting is canceled. We'll talk next Tuesday. And at the moment, it's at the same time, but we will do the polling on times and see where we're at. Evan, I see your hand up.
No, that was meant to be a check, not a hand.
Okay, thank you. And I see Dave's hand. We're a minute after our allotted time. I thank you all for attending and for contributing. Thank you, Fabienne, for your green check. Thank you, Dave, for your green check. And talk to you all in a week. Well, I'll probably talk to some of you sooner, but anyway.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you, Carla. Take
good
care.
Day, good evening to you all. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Saba.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Paul ran very well. Thank you very much.